Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today I started with a smile. Now each day I wake up, I have a beautiful smile, but today it was even more joyful to me. I have been cleaning my inbox and trying to get rid of my draft folder and other things. And I keep a draft folder of things I want to listen to. And so I found this love story today. And I think it said it was from the Washington Journal. I apologize, I don't remember. But I remember the people involved. And it just made me smile. And so as I was listening to this from Flipboard, they were talking about these people who met in high school and always had a crush, but never acted on this crush. And they dated each other's best friends and in high school, which is 50 years ago. And, you know, things happen, they married other people, later in life they got divorced, but they stayed in contact, or either they rekindled their friendship when they met again on Facebook. And so for years now they've been communicating. But they realized that they had a lot in common, and that they liked each other's company. And they were, you know, hundreds of miles away, probably thousands of miles away from on each different coast. And with what happened with the virus, they decided they wanted to spend some time together. And so, you know, this beautiful woman took a chance. I think it said she's in her 70s, maybe 71. And she just sent a note and said, "Hey, you know, the little girl in me, or the young lady in me, wants you to know this is how I feel." And she didn't think anything would come up from it. And the gentleman said, "You know, I'm coming to see you. I'm going to quarantine. I'm going to, you know, set things aside. And I'm going to come up and see you." And if it doesn't work out, he was thinking in the back of his mind that he would just go and stay with his mom for a while. So they get together, she picks him up at the airport, and he's gonna quarantine there at her home in a different room for a while. And you know, one thing led to another. This gentleman, I'm gonna call him a young man because he was young at heart, he decides to sell his boat that he was living on, and they've been together ever since, happy and in love. And so as I was thinking of that, and look, I'm still smiling, and that's probably been a half hour ago since Siri read that to me, but it made me think of a post we made years ago about love. And you know, sometimes we only hover so much, so you might put a message out on the kids' social media, or more so like a generic message just saying, you know, go for what you want. If you're in love, take care of it. You know, live your life to the fullest. One of those kind of hidden messages of a mother's love. And in this message, I was saying it doesn't matter what someone else thinks about who you love, right? Because it just, what matters is that you have found love. And I still find that to be true. I believe that we were created to love and be loved. And so I, of course, sit down with it and let my heart flow into a short essay. And I wanted to share my thoughts with you. So I don't know how much you know about me. I'm a huge fan of love and the complete pushover for high school love stories that last forever and people who love the world. That's how you get to me, right? And so, you know, several years ago, actually now it's many years ago, someone that I love dearly and admire, shared a few pearls of knowledge with me. She found love in her golden years and she got married. And her pearls of wisdom to me were, I don't care what anyone thinks. I have more years behind me than I do in front of me, and I want to be happy. Now, of course, I was totally happy for her. As soon as she told me, I was like totally on her team. I'm like, no, that's beautiful. But I guess there were maybe some other people who weren't quite understanding it, because sometimes love moves fast, such as these two people who knew each other for 50 odd years, but never acted upon the deeper feeling in their hearts. And so, you know, I can't remember a love story that I loved more than hearing that she was in love, or hearing that someone has found love that gives them a second chance or a third chance at happiness or finding love in our golden years. And I also remember a few of my parents' friends who were widowed and swore they would never fall in love, they would never get married again, that was their thing. But when they met the right one, they knew it in their heart. Instantly, they knew it in their heart. And I think some of that happens as you get older. You know, your view of life is different. Your view of love, happiness, marriage, and, you know, your goals have changed. And so, you know, for me, what I just want to say to you is, don't turn your back on love or giving life the love you deserve and need. The way we are affectionate human beings. And if you have the chance to be in love, to find love, to live in love, live in love and live with your whole heart. Don't let anything hold you back. Take this time and be happy. There's just so much going on right now. You know, don't miss a chance at happiness. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace wherever you are in this world. Be happy. Until we speak again, live in love and walk in peace. Goodbye.